Legal Update brought to you by the Melkert Hubert Chedin Law Firm. Come and Sense Legal Advice. Back with us, attorney Neil Jensen. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Mark. How are you feeling? I know, but how are you feeling? Doesn't sound good.
Under the weather.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get through this, and then you can go back and sleep for till you're on again or something.
Yeah, 3 days or something.
Yeah.
It'd be nice.
Happy holidays to everybody, correct?
And what's the New Year thing?
New Year. It's called New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Yeah, coming up. This is, we're recording on Friday, but tomorrow's... tomorrow, well, no, let's get right into Lindsey Whalen.
Right? All right.
This is it. This is the Lindsey Whalen 7-10 minute show that we do, right?
Right.
Of course, she coaches the Gopher women's basketball team. They're, I think, 12-0. They're like 12th or 13th in the country, but now it starts. Tonight, they play whom?
I don't know.
They play Wisconsin. At Wisconsin. Oh. This is the first Big Ten game, and Lindsey Whalen was on at least one of the TV stations last night saying what she knows, and now it gets real. You know, they had a fairly easy preseason schedule, the Gopher women did.
I've heard that's kind of the case.
Yeah, but that wasn't her. She didn't set it up. Somebody else did.
Yeah. There was a couple thrown in that were more tougher.
Syracuse, Boston College, and I think one more that were fairly difficult. You know.
They're doing well, and hopefully it continues. Yeah. How are the Badgers rated? You know?
They're good, but they're not rated. They're not in the top 25, but that doesn't mean anything this time of year. I think they're 9-2.
Okay.
I mean, all the Big Ten teams, you know, all these preseason things go just that way. They play kind of weak sisters of the poor, and then they get their records up, get the 8-9 wins before the conference starts.
Weak sisters of the poor.
Yeah, my coach used to say that.
Oh, okay.
Art Orwick, our basketball coach. He'd often say we were playing like the weak sisters of the poor, if I remember.
And you'd rather be playing rather than being.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Oh, jokes.
Okay.
Well, you know, my grandchildren are out. I have found out, you know, my memory isn't what it used to be. You know, I'm not a child. I've been around for a while. But when you have a 9-year-old kind of dissing you and laughing at you.
Okay.
So we're, you know, he remembers everything. We're talking about, he said, well, Grandpa, he said, who do you think are the best 5 receivers in football? So, of course, they say, well, Adam Thielen, you know, obviously. I think Diggs has had a good year. I'd put him in the top 10, or at least top 10 for sure, maybe top 5. And I said, I think Dez Bryant is great. And he laughs at me. And he says, Dez Bryant, Grandpa, he's out of football. Don't you know that Dallas released him and he tried to sign? You know, he not only knew he was out of football, he knew that he tried to go to New Orleans and didn't qualify for the... He knew all that, but he thought that was pretty funny. I didn't even know that Dez Bryant was out of football. And then he goes on to name about 7 or 8 more receivers.
Sure.
But that happened. Speaking of that, I have a joke about memory. Could just be me. I tried to change a light bulb this weekend, a light bulb.
Okay.
It took me an hour. We have these lights in the ceiling at the office.
Mm-hmm.
And I started with the ladder. And the ladder was so bad, I had to go buy a new ladder, which was fine. Then I took the light bulbs out and put in new light bulbs from the basement, and they were actually, I hadn't separated the good ones from the bad ones, so I had to go to the hardware store and buy new ones. I finally got those light bulbs in, got the, you know, you got a drop ceiling, so you got to put the cover back up.
Yeah.
As soon as I snapped that in, the fixture right behind me went dead, so I had to go back and replace. It just went on and on and on. You know, it was good. It was a weekend, you know.
So there was more to it, actually, than just changing the bulb. It was... Well, it was like
something from my joke book, you know.
Yeah.
How many attorneys does it take to change a light bulb? Sometimes I think Lynette, my wife, you know, said one time, she said it's good there's a job called an attorney or you'd be unemployed, I think is what she said. Yeah.
Nothing ever goes as easy as it should.
No.
I found.
And I'm not, you're more of a fix-it guy than I am. When I try and fix stuff, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to fall apart. All right, here's a joke. I think I got a couple of them. Well, first I'll do one about older women. Now, we might get in trouble on that, but okay. I'll try it. Okay. So 3 older ladies are discussing the trials of getting older. One says, sometimes I catch myself with a jar of mayonnaise in my hand in front of the refrigerator, and can't remember whether I need to put it away or start making a sandwich. I think I've done that.
Yeah.
Second one chimes in. She says, yes, sometimes I find myself on the landing of the stairs. Can't remember whether I was on my way up or on my way down. Well, I go out of my office and out to the front and tell Darlene nothing. And then I go back to the office and then I go back out and I say, now here's what I was. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I do that.
The third woman says, well, I'm sure I don't have that problem. Knock on wood. She wraps her knuckles on the table, then says, that must be the door. I'll get it. Two men are sitting in a bar drinking. Well, of course. What else would they be doing, right?
Yeah.
First man notices two old men across the bar. He points at them and says to his friend, I've done this too. That's us in about 10 years. His friend looks up, laughs, put his head back down, and says, that's us now because that's a mirror. Okay. I kind of like these. Middle-aged man. Maybe this is joke day.
Okay.
You think? Yeah.
Well, we'll do three.
All right. A middle-aged man goes to the doctor about his recent issues with memory loss. Doctor, I just can't seem to remember much anymore. Okay, the doctor says sympathetically, it might be an issue we can get a grip on. When exactly did you begin having this issue? Man looks at the doctor and replies, what issue? Okay. All right, so we've gone through Lindsay Whalen, the jokes. A couple things here. I'm not sure. I have notes floating all over here, Mark.
Right.
But this is snowbird time. We got to make sure that people, if they're going down, they leave their access codes, their digital information in such a way that it's available to their children or oldest child or whomever is kind of in charge of things if things should go awry down south. And so that's important. What were you going to say, Mark? I interrupted you.
Well, off the air, you had mentioned we were going to talk about the questionable family.
Oh, the questionable family. Yeah, I'm starting to run into this more and more. But the issue is this. What do we do? Well, we know when you've got mom and dad kind of figured it out, right? Each of us acts for the other. If we're gone, for example, power of attorney. Who do I name on my power of attorney? My wife. To handle financial matters for me if I can't. Who does she name? Well, for some reason, she names me, but that's pretty standard. Okay. The next question, what about the backups?
Well,
is it going to be your oldest son, your son and daughter, your responsible, it just goes on and on with issues. And that's where you really have to think about it. And the reason I call this, what do they call my show?
Legal update.
No.
Common sense.
No. The theme.
Common sense legal advice.
No.
Lindsay Whalen show.
Something about the family. It was something about the family.
Questionable family.
The questionable family. So if you're concerned about the responsibility of one of your four children, or maybe an argument among them, or maybe one of your in-laws could be difficult. The question is, what do you do? Okay. Then you get to what the show is about, which is the alternatives. You can have a power of attorney. It's a lifetime document. But the problem with the power of attorney is, you know me, I always use the sister out in California for some reason, her daughter. Dad dies, mom moves out to California because her daughter's going to take care of her. She changes the power of attorney, which named her older sister in Minnesota. And all of a sudden, authority is lost over her assets. And that's not necessarily good. So how do we deal with that? That's the problem with the power of attorney. You can change it. And you can change it in 5 minutes. And I've seen it in the past where one child or another decides that the other one is not doing a good job or wants to take over for some reason. And then it becomes a battle royal. And what will happen is, usually, that child that thinks the other, let's say, daughter is not doing things, his sister's doing things wrong, let's say. So what's he do? The son. He goes to a different attorney and changes the power of attorney. And then off you go, and you got a mess. Okay. So
You can do that.
You can change it in five. It takes 5 minutes to change a power of attorney. So how do you deal with that? Well, one way is to put, dad dies and you've got a trust set up that takes effect. When dad is gone and the trust has a trustee. And the difference is the trustee is someone who's in place who's difficult to remove. You have certain standards. You don't just go to another attorney and change it in 5 minutes. You have to take it into court. You have to have a district judge decide that the trustee, your brother, sister, whomever, that you want out is, in fact, doing things wrong. And, of course, it is a trust, so the money is in trust, the land is in trust, so it has already been under scrutiny, so to speak, because a trustee has responsibilities, a fiduciary responsibility. So that is an instance where a trust is a good idea. But you don't know. I mean, it's a guess. Yeah. It's more complicated, but sometimes that just has to be done.
It can evolve into that after you pass away, too.
And that's usually it. As I say, you know, the problem is when mom and dad are around, the problem is when one of them passes away and the other one could be subject to some kind of undue influence or, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and if for example, here's a quiz for you. I shouldn't be asking him because you're under the weather. It's maybe unfair. But what are two reasons? What are two reasons you can throw a will out, for example, a will? Or a trust.
Well, it wasn't written under up-and-up circumstances, for one.
Well, that's correct.
You're not of sound mind.
That's correct, yeah. So it's lack of testamentary capacity, which is sound mind. Mm-hmm. It means you don't know what you did. Or the other is undue influence.
Yeah.
Meaning, oldest son brought you in and said, here, we're going to change the will so everything goes to me, right?
Yeah.
So then you go after those, but it's difficult to... It's difficult to change. So did you know the twins signed Nelson Cruz? That should have been an earlier part of the program. That's kind of big deal.
I heard something about that, yeah.
Yeah, he's I think he's averaged 35 home runs for the last 5 years.
World Series bound then?
Twins?
Yeah.
Maybe not. Maybe not quite. Well, there, I just switched. See, that's what I mean. My notes are floating around here. I was going to talk about something else, but I think we're out of time, and I think it's time for you to go home and go to bed.
Okay. And if anybody has questions, they can stop and see you.
They can stop and see me.
Regular business hours.
Right by Main Street Sports Bar and Carly's Shoes.
And if you're not there, you'll be next door.
I'll be around.
Yeah.
They always know where I am.
Legal Update brought to you by the Melkert, Hubert, Chedin Law Firm, Common Sense Legal Advice. Neil, you have a good weekend.
Happy New Year.
And the same to you.
Thank you.